down from Canada, I gave myself up for a draft evasion, and that we fought the case through the courts on the basis that I was a conscientious objector and that the draft board had not allowed me that privilege when it should have. And for those of you who don't know, I'd like to say that we won the case on appeal a few months ago. Thank you. It's been very difficult this last year in the States because of the confusion and the strong feelings having to do with prisoners of war. And some people have felt that when we've said who we are and what we are, that we were just by the nature of our existence insulting the prisoners of war. And I just don't feel that that's so. I feel that this country was founded on certain principles, and among them are freedom of religion. And we were fighting for freedom of religion. It's very difficult to try to separate in our minds the rightness and wrongness of things. But I do think men who have gone to other countries to accuse them of crimes, sometimes they just found themselves in situations. I don't think that the problems are related. Only the emotions are related by being at opposite ends of a pole. In any case, in other places and in other times, the problems of draft evasion and desertion and war were a lot more difficult even than in this country. During the time of Prince Albert and Queen Victoria, there was a very simple draft law in the British Isles. It said that if you accepted money from the crown, then you were in the service of the crown. And what that meant was that if a barracks needed men, they would send out a bunch of soldiers dressed in civilian clothes, and they'd go into a pub and invite a nice likely prospect for a drink, and maybe get him a little bit boozed up and slip him a coin, and he'd say thank you very much, and there he was in the service of the crown. They'd say, you're in the army now, come with us. I'm told that the reason why many English beer steins have glass bottoms was so that when you raise your cup, you could see whether they'd stuck a half a pound, a crown in there at the bottom. If they had, you put the beer down and run for it. Abby? This is a little musical fantasy that Abby and I did with Billy Schwartz last winter. And it's a rag, and so we asked Eric to join us because he's pretty good on rags. Eric, did you used to spend hours and hours practicing alone in your room?
Many years ago, yeah.
So did I when I was a teenager.
Used to fly.
Right? The difference, though, I think, between practicing the guitar alone in your room and practicing the banjo alone in your room is that no matter where your room is, they can hear you if you're playing the banjo. And if they don't like the banjo, then you automatically have a battle on your hands.
No, I don't know.
I think maybe one of the reasons why I took up the banjo is because my parents didn't much like the sound of it, and it was a way of keeping them somewhat in control. They got back at me, though. They gave me my own attic apartment in the attic of the house. I moved my things up there, and they in turn moved their essentials, their hi-fi set and armchairs, down into the basement. So we didn't have to listen to each other's music for quite a while. If you're 16 years old and you're having trouble controlling your parents, and you like music, I advise that you take up the banjo. It's a good weapon. During that time, I made up this piece, and it's a rag. And in defiance of them, I called it the Snot Rag. You gonna play it? Okay. Thank you.
the sister of the Lord, who awakes at the dawning of June. Summer is the father of all, fall and the rustle of leaves and the colors of joy that grow in the seasons of peace. Snow is the blanket of hope, tending the cradle of peace. For peace is the blessing of love that sleeps on the bosom of spring. Soft is the coming of love that walks with the mother of May. Tender the moment in June when peace is the child of spring. False are the bickering reins of honor, of homeland, of war, that nourish the torrents of hate that flow through the valleys of death. Cold are the patriot winds that gather the bitter. Seasons of peace. Peace is the child of the spring. Spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of love. Thank you.
you hear me talk, Jimmy? Well? California, but it won't highway. Somebody gonna tell me, gonna need my everyday kind. Oh, baby, don't you think that I know? You got a man in California, one in Sweet Home, Chicago.
Thank you. We're gonna change this thing up just a little bit here. I'm gonna attempt to do something. I don't know who else have done it, and I don't care. I'm not trying to be first to do anything, but be happy. I don't wanna be rich or nothing like that. Of course, I'd like for every banker in the United States to know me by, through friendship, not through the other way. This is my first time ever picking up a banjo in the public. Attempt to do a little number here. I hope you like it. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's slide banjo.
Slide banjo.
Better quit while I'm ahead.
Tell me, where was you, baby, when evening sun went down? Tell me, where was you, baby, when evening sun went down? Well, when you're out in the country, about a mile and a half from town. Trouble, trouble, trouble I've been had all my days. Trouble, oh Lord, I've been had all my days. Well, sometimes it seems like trouble. Ooh, time ago I follow me to my grave. People keep telling me that the worried blues ain't by. Well, some people keep telling me that the worried blues ain't by. But they must not have been the New York blues I had. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Here's a little piece here I'd like to do for you. I hope you like it. We're gonna change up on you here just a little bit, you know. This man here do so many different things. To
good.
Here's a little piece here I'd like to do for you.
For day 4 o'clock, baby, I had a rooster crowing for far away. Lightning and the rain falling on my windowpane. Thunder and lightning and the rain falling on my windowpane. Well, my baby's gone and about to drive me insane.
That's one of the old timers, one of the real old timers. Now I would like to do you another old timer if I have the time. I don't know how much time I have up here. I'd like to do you another old timer here by myself. This is called Jim String. I didn't know Jim String, I didn't know Lula. This happened before I was big enough to really get around very much, even though I started kind of young. Not too young either, because I didn't leave home till I was 9 years old. Well, I stuck around a while. I was kind of a mother's child, you know. So, but anyway, I don't know this fella, but it happened in Binghamton. Some Tennessee people here. Anyway, this happened in Binghamton. This fellow that killed his girl was kind of, he lived kind of a sporting life, and she was also lived a sporting life. But her father, I understand that Fred McDowell was out there in Raleigh, not in Binghamton. Fred was in Raleigh, and he was playing this particular song, and her father put a knife on him, told him if he played it again, he'd kill him. But Fred didn't know that that was this man's daughter. So evidently it's a true song, and I'm going to attempt to do it for you.
Well, it's all because he
cause you wouldn't treat me right. Say, after Jim Stringer killed Lula, him and his buddy decided they'd make their getaway because this was his buddy's pistol that he killed Lula with. So they went down to South Memphis to the IC Railroad Yard. They was gonna catch him a friend out. They was going up north and get away from the police. Having the way the police run down on him. So the police hollered out, "Hey, Jim Stringer, hold up your two hands, hold up your two hands. Hey, Jim Stringer, hold up your two hands, hold up your two hands. Well, tell me you killed Lula. Police arrested them, carried them both back to jail. After they had the trial, tell me the report come out in the morning paper, press cemetery. Jim Stringer got a hundred, Sam got 99, Sam got 99. Jim Stringer got a hundred. Jim got 99. Sam got 99. It was all because of that this is dirty crime. This is dirty crime. Here's a song that I've got to do for a fella. Reason why I say I got to do it, he, you know, he holds the reins to the green horse. So he asked me to do this. He said if I didn't do this, he wasn't gonna let me ride the green horse. Chlorophyll is power, you know, in America.
My 32, 21, 2 feet round the bone. I'm your 32, 21, 2 feet round the bone. I'm gonna
shoot my woman just to see her fun. I don't want no woman then stick me out behind. I don't want no woman then stick me out behind. Well, she don't want to do nothing but put a load on the tank.
This number was made famous by the late Robert P. Johnson.
Well, I be so lonesome. Won't you hear me when I'm on? Well, I be so lonesome. Won't you hear me when I'm on? Drive my down the floor, baby. Woo, since I've been gone. I can fly my line, and my horn won't even blow.
Somebody would mess my car and run my battery down, I think.
I can fly my line, who am I home even blow? Got a bad disconnection, baby. Ooh, well, baby, down below. Call even Bud Mama. You know, really ain't getting no spark. You're moving the bag, these guys have it. You're a better shot, said the client, please. Please, don't do me wrong. Been dry, my dial flow, baby. Ooh, since I've been gone. Every time, man, please don't block the road. Please don't block the road. She ran a cold 100 bar. Boy, she booked it, she got to go. Won't you have me when I'm on? Baby, ooh, since I've been gone.
choreography by Steve of Hollywood. Yeah.
That's good.
This first tune is a thing called Ruby. If anybody knows of the Osborne Brothers, they sing so high, usually that it would take somebody like Bill Monroe to sing bass. And seems the bluegrass region is usually, well, mainly around Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, and North Carolina. Well, we'll go down a little bit more to the funkier part of the South, and Louisiana with all the horny toads and slimy alligators and creepy bullfrogs and all that, for a good old tune called Alligator Man. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Busted a cat gut on that. Let's see, I have to tune up. And it is, I don't know how many of you have been to any fiddlers' conventions this summer, but they're really something. You get a lot of these old characters and young getting up there just dancing away, very similar to the Canadian group that you saw. A little bit more towards exact tap dancing, I guess. But one of the tunes that you always hear there is, Allie Baines mentioned it last night. He played a tune that was sort of the, I guess, the British equivalent to Orange Blossom Special. And everybody loves Orange Blossom Special because you can cut loose in it. It's a fiddle player's dream. Talking about my tuning. If I ever get it in tune, I'm gonna weld it there. Okay. So, Mr. Stoll, let your soul hang out.
You too, buddy. Let's go. Get that train going.
Thank you.
nothing's great about that but the guitar play.
Well, as Eric mentioned, it was the 50s. When we were playing, we got sort of weaned on country music together in Washington Square. That sort of dates us. Years ago, I guess you remember Peter, Paul, and Mary. And during all those years, we, the Greenbrier Boys, and even now, we don't really see that much money, but one song that we wrote a melody to was Stew Bowl. And that was the only thing where we saw a few shekels, you know. And it's a great tune, and I think it goes very well, will go well with this festival since there's so much British music. Saul, why don't you kick it off?
Okay.
Why don't you kick it off? Stew Bowl. Stew Bowl was a good horse. He held a high head, and the mane on his foretop was as fine as silk thread. Oh, I rode him. Sound all right? Yeah? Well, I can't really hear too much from up here. Fellow musicians, you gotta be kidding. Okay, for Bill and Vaughn Monroe, this good old ragtime tune. Now there's the blues. But the music. suit yourself.
When you had a lot of liquor and someone goes and takes it off the shelf.
That's the news you get for waiting on the dock. Wondering if the boat's on the rock. That's the news you keep on getting in your taxi cab. And every time you hear the beat jump pop. That's the news you keep from crying when your Uncle Bill is dying and he afterwards forgets you in his will. That's the news you get from kisses when you're walking with your missus and another lady shouts, hi, Bill. But the kind of makes you happy, makes you really shake and shiver. The kind of makes you want it in the morning. The river, that's the news my naughty sweetie gives to me. Get her out. As usual, these things, you usually meet or find somebody that, you know, just thrills you, somebody new musically, you know. And as is the case with Allie Bain, we like to ask him up. First time I've ever seen him or played with him. We did this last night, and it's a great old tune. You might remember it, Fired Our Guns, and the British kept coming. That was that old, what was it, Jimmy Driftwood song, Battle of New Orleans, and that was taken from a very well-known fiddle piece called The 8th of January. Is that what it's called in Britain, 8th of January? Is it called the 8th of January there, too?
No, but we just know it's the Battle of New Orleans.
The Battle of New Orleans? Oh. I'll do it. It's going to be some crazy name like The Fairies on the Moor or something like that.
Yeah, well, we won in the British version.
There's your own mic.
Yeah, I wanted to ask David up here too, David Bromberg, but I guess he's not around. Let me see.
Engine oil. Thank you.
I have a wonderful story to tell you. It's very meaningful, especially for us musicians and people who love to sing, and for music in general. I am from Brittany. That's the very western part of France. It's the closest to here on the map. And the Breton and the Welsh and the Irish and some of the Scots are all in one big family. But they came to Europe at different times, so they're not always understanding each other. But the Breton and the Welsh do speak the same language, although the Welsh are spell it very differently. But they do understand each other. And in 1758, France was at war with the Germans on one side and the English on the other, like it has happened many times. And while they were fighting on the Eastern Front, the English decided to make a landing on the Brittany coast so the French would bring their troops there and help their allies. Well, they did, and they were being pretty badly beaten back to the sea. So they landed I don't know if it was a company or regiment, I'm not very, I don't know much about military things. Anyway, they landed soldiers who happened to be Welsh. And they landed on the coast of Brittany. And as they came to battle, they sang. And they sang a song called Forth to Battle. And on the other side, the French had sent to fight them a regiment of Breton soldiers from Trégor and Saint-Paul-de-Léon, which was two small towns on that coast. And as they came to battle, they heard the Welsh sing, and they just stopped. It was a song that was very familiar to them. And they started singing it too, in the same language. And when they came to fight, they finally got together to fight, they just threw down their weapons and they just embraced each other. And there was no battle. It's a beautiful story, and it's a true story. And the officers on both sides were trying to make the men fight and shout at each other in the same language, which was Celtic. So the men didn't fight. And the song that they were singing was about three other battles that had happened before on the coast of Brittany, in which also the English had been thrown back to sea. So they were going to it, you know, with this idea that they were going to win again. And so there was no battle. And so this is the, I'm not going to sing it because it's, in the first place, it's in Breton, and God help me, I don't speak the language. It's so completely different from French, you wouldn't believe it. Well, like Irish and English, you know, it's exactly the same thing. But I'll play the tune for you. It's called The Battle of St. Cast. I'm not really dinky, I'm just petite. Every time I put this thing on, I feel like a mule getting into harness. I'd like to sing you another song, which has something to do with both our ancestors from from Ireland and from Brittany. This one has to do with a fairy tale. And there's lots of children here. Some very young, some have beards. This one I heard sang many years ago by a beautiful Irish singer who unfortunately became a nun, which is a shame. I don't think any beautiful Irish singer should become nuns. In fact, I don't think any women should become nuns. She had a beautiful, beautiful voice, and she played the Irish harp, and her name was Mary O'Hara. Unfortunately, she sang it in Gaelic, and I couldn't sing it, but I finally found an English translation of it. And the story is a story that my grandmother used to tell us when we were children, but the song only tells about half of it. So I'll sing you the song first, and then I'll tell you the end of the story. Another hunchback he knew, who stopped him in the street and said, "Hey, man, what happened to your hump?" And so I do not explain what happened to him. He had gone to the moors and saw the fairies dancing, etc., told him the whole story. So the other hunchback decides to do the same thing. He goes to the moors that night, and there were the fairies dancing in the moonlight, singing Monday, Tuesday. So he goes to them and he said to them, "You know, your song is not finished. There's also Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday." But as soon as he said Sunday, the fairies got very mad at him. And he couldn't quite understand why. Well, now, there were several reasons for this. In the first place, Wednesday, when Donald had given him Wednesday, that was fine. That was beautiful because, you see, Wednesday is a sacred day of the fairies. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Yeah, see? You learned something. Well, you never know when you can use information like that, you know. It may come handy sometime. Well, so Wednesday was fine. But Sunday is a day of the Christian, right? It's a day of the Lord. Now, the little fairies are pagan. And you should never, never pronounce Sunday in front of fairies. They get very mad at you. So they got so mad at this poor hunchback that they sent him home with two humps, one in the front and one in the back. Voila. Now the moral of the story is just don't goof around with fairies, that's all. To start this show going, I think we should sing all together. I have a song here. It comes from Africa. Don't get frightened, it's in English all the same. It comes from Liberia. I could tell you a whole story, you know, how I collected it in one of my trips to Africa. Actually, I can't really lie. I'm a terrible liar. And I got it from an old record of Dave Van Ronk. Which I admire greatly. But he hasn't sung that in a long time, I'm sure. And maybe some of you don't know it. And there's a very deep philosophical chorus that goes like this. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. You see, you can learn that? Oh, let's try. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. Let's try it again. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. I don't want no wife from Robert Falls. I don't want no wife from Robert Falls. The only dish she can cook is fried fish. I don't want no wife from Robert Falls. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. I don't want no wife from Cape Palmas. I don't want no wife from Cape Palmas. If I move around, she'll get me into the ground. I don't want no wife from Cape Palmas. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. She challenged me to a fight. I don't want no wife from Sino. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. I don't want no wife from Monrovia. I don't want no wife from Monrovia. When my money gets low, to another she'll go. I don't want no wife from Monrovia. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. Sing it again. Chicken is nice with palm butter and rice. Thank you. Here's a song that was given to me about 4 years ago. This is the kind of gift that I really appreciate. You won't believe this, but I got in Tennessee. I entered a folk singing contest and at the Smoky Mountain Festival. And there was a couple of other girls there. One was Barbara Mueller from Florida. Some of you may remember Barbara. She's been here before. She sang here. She has a very pretty voice. And this is a song that she sang there. Well, we both lost, and a complete stranger, Jackie McGowan from Detroit, won, and we both agreed that she really deserved it. She was a terrific performer, beautiful, strong, fantastic voice. But I love that song that Barbara sang at that contest, and as we were sort of partner in our loss, she gave me the song. From Hamilton County in Kentucky. If I
different clothes.